Blog Talk Radio.
Party and the Spirit of America Party book. The title of my show tonight is I Spy with My Little Eye. If you watched the DeVos versus the Communist Party hearings tonight, you would have seen communism in its true form. It was not pretty, and if you ever saw the communist hearings in Hungary of Cardinal Mindszenty, they ran parallel. Make no mistake, Trump stopped a Soviet-style takeover, similar to the pattern of the fall of Czechoslovakia in 1948. A bloodless coup led by the party of death to little children. Al Franken, who stole a Senate seat with illegal votes in Minnesota, was Dr. Evil. Elizabeth Warren, the American Indian, gave a lecture on honesty, but won't give a minority loan to a minority. Bernie Sanders, do you know when Jesus gave the sermon, "Let he who is without sin cast the first stone"? The first sinner's name he wrote in the sand was Bernie Sanders. How dumb can the voting zombies be that they could not look up on the party platform and see there was only one white person running? Such a mosaic. You can have any color you want as long as it's white. Then the misleaders from behind people get a leader who pocketed $12 million from the king of Morocco. There's an extra O in there. For a phone call. Sorry, king. Your 3 minutes are up. Deposit $12 million more. The Repuppies were silent and let the demo commos run the show. The only two rhino buzzwords they know are but. And the demo commos did everything but poop on a cop car. We just got previews of communist attractions. One thing I'm noticing, the race card is losing its propaganda value. And they're replacing it with the LGBT card. So, blacks are not going to be center stage anymore. And today, in your face, Obama spit Chelsea Bradley Manning, a white man woman, out of prison while he puts a brother like Sergeant Derek Miller, his wife and two little girls, into a life of poverty, shame, and suicide watch in prison. Looking out for Al-Qaeda, but never the USA. Thank God Trump stood up to take the country back, and now we must back him up to the hilt. Bernie Sanders mocked Miss DeVos for being wealthy. Bernie left his people to die at the convention. He wouldn't even go in the front door with them. And then he bought a third socialist home. There's good money in communism. Hey, Bernie, the Iranians called up. They're short 650 grand. I'll give you a little Johnny Mathis. We could use a certain smile. Yeah, well, we're not going to get it. Here we go. Obama first got elected, I prayed that no harm would come to him, like the harm that happened to Dr. King and Jack Kennedy and Bobby Kennedy. I prayed no harm would come to him. And I do the same for Trump. And I pray no harm comes to him. But I worry about communists because they will kill anybody and their mother if it means one extra vote. So let's all practice for the let's rehearse. We'll rehearse till now for the inauguration. Oh, by the way, I hear that Donald is going to be sworn in on two Bibles. One Bible is the one that he got when he graduated Bible school as a kid. And the other Bible is Abe Lincoln's Bible. You know, Harry Truman, the last Democrat, when he was sworn in as president, what a man of honor he was. You have no idea how honorable this guy was. He grabbed the Bible out of the judge's hand, the Supreme Court judge's hand that was swearing him in, and he kissed it. How's that? You know, when he left office, he still had a mortgage on his house. What could it have been, 24 grand? Back then? He was once at a party, and a few of the Democrats wanted to fix him up. And he turned to the guy that made the suggestion, and he said, "Don't you ever do that to me again. I married the woman I love, and that's all the woman I need." How's that? You know what else he said? "This is the last Democrat. You'll never see a Democrat like Harry Truman again. All you're going to see are communists playing all kinds of cards, dividing and conquering. Never unify this country. If it gets strong, they might get work." Yeah. The Democrat Party is the only party that helps minorities get up the ladder. But the only trouble is they break all the rungs. Yeah, they do nothing. They talk. All wind and no rain. So, Harry Truman said, learning about a congressman that was cheating on his wife, he said, "If a man can't be faithful to his family, how can he be faithful to his country? Wouldn't you like to go down to the Clinton Library and check out a few books? Okay, let's practice the song for Trump on Inauguration Day."
When boyhood's fire was in my blood, I read of ancient freemen, of Greece and Rome who bravely stood, 300 men and freemen. And then I prayed I yet might see our fetters rent in twain, and shine that solemn starlight. It seemed to watch above my head through foreign field and fane. Its angel voice sang round my bed, a nation once again, a nation once again, a nation once again, and Ireland long a province be a nation once again. So as I grew from boy to man, I bent me to my bidding, my spirit of each selfish plan and cruel passion ridding. For thus I hope someday to wait, nor can such hope be vain, when my dear country shall be made a nation once again, a nation once again, a nation once again, and Ireland long a province be a nation once again.
I see some of the blacks breaking ranks, because they see the handwriting on the wall. They see that what they've been lied to for all this time. They got taken for a ride. And they got to push the car when it got ran out of gas. I see Steve Harvey meeting with Trump. I like him. He's a good guy. He looks out for his people. That's why he's meeting with Trump. He ain't crazy about Trump. He's crazy about his people. And he wants what's best for them. And who doesn't? Who doesn't want what's best for their kids? Democrats, they have no kids. They kill them. They sell their body parts. You're fighting evil, folks. And there's a guy that was on Tucker Carlson last night, a black guy, former Black Panther. And you know what he called the Democrats? poverty pimps, that they pimp poverty and they never let you get out from under. And then he was on a new gal that's on Fox. She's real good. I love her. Trish Reagan. And when he called the Democrats, he used the word again, she was shocked. Like she never heard it before. She says, did you say poverty pimps? And he said, I'm going to take it easy. But he was good. And he reminded, he used to be a former Black Panther. And he reminded that the Democrats, they tell you, you know, they sell you the sizzle, but they never give you the steak. Party, the Democrat Party is not the party of my ancestors. My father, who came from Ireland, and my uncle, his brother-in-law, who came from Scotland. I'm first-generation American, and glad I was born here. And like many in our generation, we came up the hard way. So I'm not jealous of millionaires and billionaires. They do nothing for me. I was in Kuwait in a rich man's house, and he showed me he had a house in France on the water, and the living room opened up to the water, and he had a big yacht he just bought. And he says, you see my yacht? I says, oh, that's very nice, but it don't do anything for me. Like the boys in the Marine Corps say, he don't buy me no beers. So I'm not jealous of another man's riches, but the communists are. And what they want to do is they want to take them away from the rich and give it to one poor guy, then execute him and keep the riches for themselves. And that's how it ends. And ask Putin how many people he fed today with his two loaves and fishes. Unbelievable, man. Okay. Going to play a little black music. Gospel people. Gospel people don't belong in the Democrat Party. Gospel people don't belong with a muzzle on their mouth. No moment of silence for gospel people. Gospel people want to praise and sing to Jesus.
I don't care how many contemporary songs they make. I love old school gospel.
I need a hand clapping, foot stomping.
I need a church.
Church, so I can pray this name. Hand clapping, foot stomping. Church, so I can pray this name. I've got to get to the altar to leave my burden there. I need a church where I can pray this name. I need a hand clapping.
Come on, hands.
Church, where I can pray this name.
Oh.
Hands clapping, foot stomping.
A church.
Church, where I can pray this name. I gotta get to the altar to leave my burden there. I need a church where I can pray his name.
I need a church that don't mind praying in the Lord. In a church, we all on one accord, but we dance and shout away from morning until day. Yes,
I need a church where I can pray his name.
Oh, I need a church where the word of the Lord is. We all come together. Oh, how we gonna give? Sing, shout, praise him all around. Yeah.
I need a church where I can praise.
Praise
yeah.
Oh, come on. Yeah.
I need a church.
I need a church.
I need a church.
Lifting up the name of Jesus.
I need a church.
See, we're in that church.
I need a church.
I want to come along.
I really do.
In the 50s, one out of five songs had gone in them.
Answer me, Lord above, just what sin have I been guilty of? Tell me how I came to lose my love. Please answer me, oh Lord. She was mine yesterday. I believe that love was here to stay. Won't you tell me where I've gone astray? Please answer me, oh Lord. If she's happier without me, don't tell her I care. But if she still thinks about me, please let her hear my prayer. Let her know I've been true. Send her back so we can start anew. In my sorrow, may I turn to you. Please answer me, oh Lord. I care. But if she still thinks about me, please let her hear my prayer. Let her know I've been true. Send her back so we can start anew. In my sorrow, may I turn to you.
Go to Brazil.
Quero ver todo mundo na palma da mão. Vai! Nesse samba eu vou toda madrugada. Nesse samba eu vou toda madrugada. Fazendo esse povo balançar.
invade amor. O povo se estremece de emoção. Giga enlouquece o corpo e a alma, que esse samba é de primeira. E Madalena, oh Madalena, Madalena não quer mais parar de samba.
Vamos ver! Madalena quer batucar, Madalena. Madalena quer sambar, oh Madalena. Madalena quer batucar, Madalena. Madalena quer sambar, oh Madalena. Madalena quer batucar, Madalena. Madalena quer sambar, oh Madalena. Madalena quer batucar, Madalena. Madalena quer sambar, oh Madalena.
Vambora! Olha o trem, olha o trem, olha o trem aí! Assim ó! Lalaialaialaia, lalaialaialaia, lalaialaia.
I was having dinner with a communist one night, a Democrat communist, highly educated, taught by the Jesuits. There's somebody that should be under suspicion. And he said, we don't need aircraft carriers. And I didn't want to argue with him. I went home, I looked up the number of aircraft carriers we have. You know how many we have? 13. Last check. Did you know 2 years ago, two Christmases ago, Obama had five of them tied up together in Norfolk, Virginia? No, never learned a lesson about Pearl Harbor. He never watched any American movies. Five tied up. They would shoot you for that after World War II. So I think I looked around for the countries that have aircraft carriers and... I think maybe China had one. Russia probably had two. Brazil had one. Israel had one. When I joked about Brazil, I have friends that are Brazilian. I said, if Brazil ever got invaded, they would turn it into a carnival. And I said, and I look up, I see you got an aircraft carrier. I says, what do they got on the deck? No planes, just a samba band. But you got to give them credit, right? Brazil could be a rich country. You see, they got the Amazon. They've got riches beyond compare. Just ask the Spaniards. They went there. And the Portuguese. Actually, the Portuguese went there. And it's sad. And, you know, they say that the Pope is a communist. The Pope comes from Argentina. In Argentina, there's only two classes of people, rich and poor. That's ideal picking grounds for communism. Here in this country, we got three classes of people, rich, poor, and the guys that are trying to stay in the middle. You know, if Obama doesn't stop stealing from them, the Democrats will tax you to death. Just remember this. When you go to work in the morning, there's a Democrat politician that's keeping tabs on you, and he's going to take care of your paycheck. At the end of the day, Trump is going to give you tax cuts. And they're all saying he's going to do it only for the rich. He's going to do it for everybody. You wait and see. This guy hasn't even been in office yet. He's made about 10 deals, and they're all good for the United States. Yeah, but he's a friend of Putin. You get more flies with honey than you do with vinegar. He's got a... Trump is the master of the 30-second size up. 30 seconds after he meets you, he knows where you're coming from. And it's better to meet Putin on friendly terms than having Obama play I'm a prima donna, and you can't look at my eyes because I'm taller than you. Yeah. Let's see what comes. Do not underestimate Trump. And I'll tell you something else. He strikes me as the kind of executive that delivers more than he promises. He promises less and delivers more. And he's already doing it. He's already making deals. You don't even know. There's probably another 50 deals in the works. And we need him. We need him to get strong, to get our country back, to get our morals back, to get the Ten Commandments back, to get God back. God never left us, but boy, did we shove him out the door. If you go to YouTube and just type in Democrats throw God out, clips of a convention where they called the roll to throw God out. And it was so divided, it was hard to hear who was louder, the yeas or the nays. They had to call the roll call three times. The first two times they said, get him out. And then the third time they said, get him out. But the mayor of Los Angeles, who was on the podium, a woman whispered in his ear, we can't do this. We will lose everything. And so he said, all in favor, say yay or nay. And they said, get him out. And he goes, the nays have it. But they didn't. The yays had it. Get rid of them. Okay, so now we're going to give you a little back home in Indiana. And be glad that there's no Russian tanks on the Wabash River tonight.
Back home again in Indiana, and it seems that I can see the gleaming candlelight still shining bright through the sycamores for me. The new moon sends all its fragrance through the fields I used to roam. When the moon is shining brightly on the Wabash, I dream about my Indiana home. Fields I used to roam. When the moon is shining brightly on the Wabash, I miss my Indiana home.
You see how much Americans love their flag? My brother went out of state for a while. When he came back, he couldn't believe all the flags in my neighborhood. And flags to other countries don't mean as much as our flag means to us. For example, in Brazil, you know what the flag is a symbol of? Soccer. They only fly the flag for soccer. Ask any Brazilian. And here's a little shocker. Do you know that there's prejudice against dark blacks in Brazil? The darker you are, the more you're disliked by the lighter skinned people. Racist comes in all colors, man. Comes in all colors. No black ever had to apply for a job in New York City and see a sign that said, blacks need not apply. But the Irish did. There were signs in shops that said, help wanted, Irish need not apply. So, racism is everywhere. I'm going to give you a tune by a guy who knew what racism was really like. Had a ride in the back of a bus, be called the N-word. And through it all, he loved his country. He loved it. In spite of dungeon, fire, and sword, he was still an American. And I can tell you this. If we lose this country, you will not be killed for being black. You will not be killed for being Latino or Oriental. The last words you will hear are, shoot the Americans. So I'm going to give you a little Chuck Berry, a man who loved this country. If you haven't figured it out by now, this eight-year mistake that we call President Obama does not like this country. He is spending his last remaining days spitting in the face of the people. Today he pardoned a traitor. He pardoned Chelsea Manning, formerly of Bradley Manning, A private who had access to 200,000 top secret emails, and he gave them all to WikiLeaks because of demonstrating his distaste for the treatment of gays in the United States. So he betrayed the entire United States. Couldn't you have had a debate at least? So Obama pardoned him. But there are GIs who served this country faithfully, who were tried, arrested, and tried and convicted for premeditated murder on the battlefield. And they're rotting in Fort Leavenworth, and they're on suicide watch. You know why they're on suicide watch? Because they were the main provider of their family. and they join the army to get benefits and a paycheck to serve the country that they loved. And as a punishment, they were tried for premeditated murder, and usually by officers that had no combat experience. Now, you would say, Chelsea Manning, a white man, woman, this week, whenever, pardoned by Obama. But he wasn't looking out for a brother named Derek Miller, Sergeant Derek Miller, who got 15 years in Fort Leavenworth for shooting back, or maybe shooting first. What's the saying? Shoot first, ask questions later. Derek Miller has two little girls. And like their daddy, they're black. And his wife is black. And now they got to wait 15 years for daddy to get out of jail. They're living a life of poverty and shame. And not one Democrat has stood up for them. Not one Republican has stood up for them. But I guarantee you, if Trump gets the word, he'll stand up for them. So if you can get this guy's story to Trump, he'll make that Chelsea Manning pardon look terrible. The other guy's story is even sadder. His name is Evan Vela. I think he's Latino. He has a boy and a girl. He's rotting away in Fort Leavenworth under the crime of premeditated murder. That's a political correct crime, folks. Political correctness was used by the Soviet Union to get their people in line, and now it's being used by the Communist Party of the United States to get us in line. Just like a moment of silence. No more prayers. Keep your mouth shut. And nobody's seen it when it was coming. It was, well, you don't want to offend somebody that's not the same religion as you. F them. You can't take a joke. Anyway, that's how we get beat. We get beat with our own cup of kindness. When the communists pull on your heartstrings, they're getting ready to eat your heart out. Don't buy it. Don't fall for it. Look for the intentions. Jimmy from Brooklyn says, when the communists win, they win. And when they lose, they win. You think about that. So, the second guy is Evan Vela. He was on a sniper team watch outside an Iraqi village that had an Al-Qaeda chief coming and going from time to time. So they were staked out, concealed. And a villager got close to their location, and the commanding officer that was leading the team jumped the guy, knocked him down, and ordered Vela to shoot him in the head. Vela shot him in the head. When they got discovered exposed, the villagers went to the commanding officers and demanded that all three be tried in an Iraqi court for killing the villager. So, our faithful government, faithful to Obama, not to the GIs in the field. Oh, by the way, you don't know this. Obama lost 2,000 GIs in Afghanistan. They're all dead, and they all were snuck home. Nobody knows their names, ranks, place of birth, hometown. But one guy on Bush's watch, and his name was all over. It was in the media. His mother got 20 microphones in the face. How does it feel to know your son died under George Bush? But Obama lost 2,000, and the communist media covered it up. You don't think you're living under communism right now? Wait till Trump sees what's going on. Wait till he opens the books. He may be in the bricklaying business. Yeah. Anyway, so here's what they did. Sergeant Vela and his buddy, along with the commanding officer who ordered Vaylor to shoot the guy in the head, they put the pressure on Vaylor's buddy to testify against Vaylor, or they were going to do to him what they were going to do to Vaylor. So here's how it went down. They decided to send the guy who would testify against Vaylor and the commanding officer back to Fort Bragg to stand trial for the murder of the Iraqi. And they left Vaylor behind to be tried in an Iraqi court by American JGs. Not one had combat experience. They were by the book, boys. We're going by the book. So Vaylor got 15 years, and the two guys that went to Fort Bragg, they were found not guilty. So now Vaylor's wife and his two little kids, they got to pack up the little bit of belongings that they have, because he's in Fort Leavenworth. I never remember if it's Kansas or Missouri. He's there. He's rotting away there. And their home was in Alaska. Now you can imagine, on a GI's pay, what kind of home you got in Alaska. There's no hot and cold running maids and butlers. So they sold their little shack in Alaska to go down to Fort Leavenworth to be with Daddy. And they can wave to Daddy through the bars and the windows and see him on visiting days. They lost all their benefits. They lost their wage earner. They're living a life of poverty and shame. And that's Obama justice if you're an American. But if you're five Taliban chiefs, you can get swapped for a traitor who will be praised for being a hero under the communist regime of Obama bin Laden bin Laden. And those five Taliban chiefs, three were province chiefs. One was an IED instructor, and the other one was the head of their CIA. And that's who Obama traded for Private Birdcall, who cost the lives of five men who went looking for him. And I seen pictures of Birdcall in that camp, and it was not a Taliban camp. It starts with an H. I forget what it is. But they only do kidnappings for money. So they were holding him for ransom. They weren't going to shoot and cut his head off in a video. The Hassawi Network. But anyway, he had a pen in his pocket. He was drinking ginger ale. He had on a little kuf kap on his head. And some people said that he was allowed to carry sidearms in that Taliban camp. Haqqani Network. And he might have been an instructor. But the media will never tell you that. No. They'll show clips from, what is it, Homeland? Yeah. So that's where we are. We're jailing heroes. And we're calling KGB agents like Snowjob Snowden heroes. Whistleblowers. Yeah, he blew the whistle in China. And then he went to Russia, he blew the whistle. And every week he gets a paycheck. But to Oliver Stone, he's a hero. Going to give you a tune. I'm dedicating this to all the GIs who are going to take their lives tonight. There's at least 12. Who will not see tomorrow. Don't do it. If you're within the sound of my voice, there's one person who has all your answers. He knows you. He created you. He knows you died already. He doesn't want to see you die again. His name is Jesus. Go to his house. Knock on the door. Above all. We're going to close with the last theme, God bless the USA. Just remember this. You're not a minority if you're an American. Americans are the majority. And like I said before, if we fall, you will not die because you're Black, Latino, Oriental, or white. The last words you'll hear are shoot the Americans.
Just my children and my wife. Thank my lucky stars to be living here today. 'Cause the flag still stands for freedom and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today. 'Cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to LA, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say, today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the